T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The television voice on the Packers Football Network, also a guy that you hear in Westwood One. You hear him all over the place doing college hoops, pro hoops, you name it. Kevin Harlan now joining us. Kevin, how you been, buddy?
I've been great. Good morning, Bill. Great to be on with you.
How is Door County?
Door County has never been busier and never been better. I think every room is filled. Every restaurant has got a waiting list, but there's so much to do, and the great part of it is just across the water here on 570 AM WMAM, I can listen to you guys every single day.
Oh, that is awesome. That's a hell of a shout out. Hey, by the way, while we're getting the congratulatories and the hellos out of the way, our buddy, our newest program director and director of network operations, by the way, Mitch Rosen, says hello.
That's terrific. Mitch is a longtime family friend, longtime personal friend, and one of the best people in this business. So I say congratulations to him, and lucky for all you folks to work with him.
He's absolutely
terrific. He's a great, great national radio name.
Let me ask you this. All this that's being made about Aaron and not playing in the preseason so far, how much stock do you put into this?
Well, he says he doesn't need to take preseason in-game snaps to be available for week one. It's a little bit different, of course, because there's a new coach and a new system and a new language. It is a new verbiage that they've had to work with. Of course, you know, we know one of the smartest people any of us have ever interviewed before has been Aaron. He's just incredibly bright and can get anything so quickly. So for him, it's probably not that big an issue. To me, from the outside looking in, it's the tempo and the rhythm and all the things that are built into this offense that has been kind of moved around from Mike Shanahan to Kyle Shanahan to Sean McVay and now to Matt LaFleur and Zach Taylor at the Bengals, that it relies a great deal on up-tempo and precision and acting as one. And the only time they've had a chance to do that is in practice. But as any quarterback will tell you, and Rodgers at the very head of the class in that conversation, that what we're seeing in the preseason is so vanilla and so basic and basically is done to try out different guys individually at different positions, in different schemes, and in different situations. It really does not get to the core of what your offense or your defense is all about. So I think from an offensive perspective, what Aaron is saying is true. You know, perhaps, I think there was a story today maybe in the Journal Sentinel about playing in week one when you know the field conditions, you know the opponent, you know the home crowd, everything is set for maybe a series or two just to work in some of the ways that this offense will, and then have the rest of the preseason to kind of work out the kinks and in practice, and then go from there, get an early taste of it. But they chose not to do that, and that's kind of the norm. So anyway, it does certainly, I think, add to a little bit of intrigue come September 5th at Soldier Field and how it's going to play out initially as it debuts in Chicago against the Bears.
What has stood out to you? I mean, there's a lot of things usually we look at, and there's these big stories in camp, and you're hearing so many other teams that are going through more turmoil than anything, but this camp has been somewhat quiet. The defense has, for the most part, been better than the offense. I know the offense keeps saying, hey, we're just getting into a rhythm, but what has stood out to you? Because, Kevin, people ask me all the time, why are they going to be better? And that's a great question, because I didn't really upgrade a ton of personnel for starters on the offensive side of the ball. Is it just scheme alone that's going to stand out and go, wow, now this offense begins to really roll?
Well, I would think that the number one thing for any GM and head coach is to make sure the back half of your roster is strong. Because, as we know, these teams, with all the different injuries they go through, are using 60, 65, 70 players at one time on their roster. Guys are jumping off and on from the practice squad, off the street, they're signed, whatever. So you're constantly dealing with revolving cast of characters, and sometimes even as starters, with your roster. So these games to me and the importance of them really lie in, you know, how deep and how effective are you going to build that practice squad? How good and effective will those last 5 to 7 guys on your roster be? And how easily will they be able to maneuver into a role of prominence on Sunday or Monday or Thursday, whenever they're playing? And I would think that that's kind of what preseason has become, because no one is showing their hand in the preseason. Everyone is scared to death of injuries, and they want to make sure that if you're spending all this money and all these players, that there's some kind of a controlled feel to it, and that happens in practice. And that's when you show a lot of your cards. You show, and the defensive coordinator is trying to help his defense, but helping the offense see different looks and some complexity that you're not going to see in a preseason game. But the preseason is, I think now, is until it changes, and I hope it does, I think it's designed now more than anything else to find out what the back half of your roster looks like, who the third or fourth guy is going to be a certain position, and how strong that practice squad can be that can be used to elevate guys as injuries, which are always going to happen, occur during the regular season. And I know it's not very sexy, and it's not fun for a lot of people to watch. For people who love pro football, it's a fascinating process what these guys go through, but a little bit dull, to be quite honest, and doesn't reveal a whole lot in what that team is going to be in the coming season.
How do you think, because I was saying the other day, after that first preseason game when Matt LaFleur was hit with a lot of questions about Aaron Rodgers and not playing, and Aaron's comments about, you know, not wanting the joint practices and such, I thought he did a magnificent job in saying, look, I understand Aaron can be a little bit bored because he can be extremely intelligent and get it, and he's a veteran, he doesn't need the reps. But then he went on to say, but the other 10 guys around him need to, and they need to get on the same page with him. I thought he's handled himself from the time he's had an opening presser to the time I've seen him out there as a coach to the time that I've seen him now command a press conference, a media session. He's grown exponentially.
Bill, I would agree. I would tell you that Rich Gannon and I for CBS had the Titans last year probably 3 or 4 times throughout the regular season. And we always talked to both coordinators, head coach, quarterback, and a couple players every session before the game. And Matt was incredibly guarded every time we talked to him. Congenial and nice, but he was certainly grouped into that Kyle Shanahan, Zach Taylor, that young, new coach, Sean McVay, kind of this new wave of offensive philosophy and thinking. And the trust now that I think that owners have with the younger coach was evident with McVay, and of course that's triggered all these other hirings. So I don't know if that was Mike Vrabel and the Patriot way of never showing your hand, but we never got really a lot of information about Marcus Mariota or anything about their team. And by the way, it took about mid-season until they actually kind of clicked in Tennessee offensively, and it really happened when the running game got going. And when Derrick Henry began to run, when they got that running game going, that team was different the second half of the season. That being said, I've met with him one time face-to-face for over a half hour. To me, seemed almost like a completely different guy. Incredibly confident, knows what he wants to do, has enthusiastic assistants, I think relies on the defensive coordinator, Mike Pettine, a great deal. That's going to be a wonderful relationship. I think he and Aaron, who are only separated by 3.5 years in age, are very much on the same page. I think that Rodgers, and this is not a knock on Mike, because McCarthy and what he did, those 13 years, there was a lot of good. In fact, most of it was good, and the offense in particular was good. But sometimes, as we find even with radio stations we may work with or offices we work within, you know, the message can get stale, or the quarterback needs new challenges in this case, and maybe a new way of looking at things, and maybe to protect himself a little bit more, because as we know, there was so much off schedule and a lot of working outside the pocket, and Aaron was exposed. He was. Now he's 35, soon to be 36, and he's kind of at a different stage. And not saying that Mike wouldn't have changed things to do that. I'm sure he began doing that last couple of years, knowing how invaluable Rodgers was to the offense. But I do think that Zach, if anything, has given Aaron kind of a fresh, new, more engaged look at the offense. There's no doubt that he's going to revert to what he did under Mike. I mean, there's no question that he's going to be up there, and he's going to sometimes take it in his own hands and revert to what he did, where he was so effective. But what this might do is keep him in the pocket, get the receivers open a little bit more, maybe avoid some hits, keep the tempo up. Rodgers has said, this is the kind of offense I want to play in. It seems good, and it seems like the head coach and the quarterback, and that's the most important relationship you have in that building, regardless of what anybody else is, and owner, president, it is the head coach and the quarterback. And as long as they are on the same page, and it certainly appears these two are, that is about the best thing you can take out of this camp when things are new and a lot of opinions are being formed.
Talking with Kevin Harlan from CBS, also the Packers Television Network. Kevin, before I let you go, so just looking around the rest of the division, we all believe, at least talent depth-wise, that Chicago is probably the team, albeit we're going to wait and see if Mitch Trubisky can take that next step. And then the Minnesota Vikings and Zimmer, they got a ton of pressure on them. How do you see this division right now?
Incredibly equal. I don't know if there's one team that's especially better than the other, but I would tell you that I think that it may be, from top to bottom, the most balanced and even division in pro football. I've got to believe that Matt Patricia will do more in his second year with the Lions. We know where the Bears were a year ago and how good they were, and Matt Nagy, their head coach, I respect immensely, got that job as a young guy, much like Matt LaFleur, and has done wonders there and changed the culture, which needed some changing. And in Minnesota, we know that they are strong, and that Kirk Cousins has got to be better in his second year than he was in his first. So I think this division, top to bottom, will be very balanced. The only other division that might come close to this is the West, the AFC West, where the Chargers, Chiefs, and the Broncos, I think, will all be right in the pack. And the Raiders have got to be more improved. They seem to be more improved, and I just think in the second year in that system. So we're seeing, I think, much more balanced. There's no dominant team. I think that, and everything, as we know, rests on the health of all four quarterbacks in the North. Everything rests with those guys. If they stay healthy, it's going to be an incredibly compelling season in this division alone, if nothing else, and that's going to be worth watching.
Well, enjoy the last few weeks of Door County, because after that, it all gets cranking, pal. We'll talk to you soon and see you soon, okay?
Bill, nice to be out. Thank you. Take care.
Hey, by the way, real quick, you know your call that is so infamous now with the gentleman that was a little inebriated running down the field with the bare chest? Yeah. That is now a thing. A buddy of mine was on, Lake Cumberland, down near Tennessee, and said that's their thing. That's their call. If they see somebody that's a little bit overserved, we'll say, they shout out your quote. Blue hat, bare-chested blue hat. That's their code for somebody's had a little bit too much. He said, hey, if you have Kevin Harlan, if you ever see him, let him know. I'm like, he's on tomorrow. So
oh,
you are now infamous in that call. So I just wanted you to know.
I don't know if I'm proud or sad. But,
All right, pal, we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Bill. Take care.
There you go. That is Kevin Harlan joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. Call him 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. I lost my complete train of thought there for a second. Go to SchneiderJobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.